385571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Monday, March 24th, 2025 edition. Got choked up during the break. Just got a phone call from a listener. Her husband died. She reached out to me asking for some prayers. And I'm not going to mention any names. I don't want to put anything out there that maybe she hasn't shared with family members, others in her community. But she called me. I asked her if she called her pastor of her church. She said, "Randy, I don't go to a church." I said, "Okay." She said, "I heard you on with Missy. My husband died because of drugs the doctors prescribed," she believes. He was up to 13 different medications. And she believes this last one they just added just a couple of months ago interacted with his other medications that the doctors maybe didn't understand or see. She said every single time we go to the doctor's office, they'd ask for a list of his medications. I brought them. I had them written out on a sheet of paper, and I always took them with us to his doctor appointments in my purse. She said the last time the new drug was added about 2 months ago, they didn't go through the list with me, which I thought was kind of bizarre, kind of weird, not normal. She's crying on the phone. I said, "I got to get back to my show. I'm so sorry. I have to go. Can I call you after the show?" She said, "Yes, please." She believes these drugs killed her husband. Now, the first thing in my mind, of course, is I'm going to tell her after the show, make sure they do an autopsy. You have to find out the cause of death. Then your next step is to call an attorney. 1-800-CALL-SAM. Medical malpractice, people, is prevalent in our society. And I don't blame the doctors. I don't even blame the pharmaceutical companies. I blame the patients. I have a good friend. Love her to death. I'm not going to mention her name. I'm not going to go down that road for HIPAA responsibilities. I'm not going to do it. She has seen me in person many times over the last year and a half since Missy fixed my metabolism and got me down below 220. I'm wearing a large, brand new radio t-shirt in dark black because I got rid of the faded gray triple X that I had wore for 6 years. You can see the picture of it. It's right on Missy's website, truckerrandyhealth.com. That's my picture standing in her office back in April of 2023. This friend has contacted Missy in the past for a consultation, but she never did the program. The last time I saw her at an event, she looked thinner to me. When I saw her at state convention down in Detroit, she looked thinner. So I asked her, I said, are you on Missy's program? No, I didn't do that. I said, well, how are you losing the amount of weight you've lost? She said, well, I'm down roughly about 40 pounds. I'm still fat, but I'm down 40. And I said, great. How are you doing it? Well, I don't want to tell you. Why? Because I've taken the shot. I'm taking the shots. Now, I know this woman is heavy enough to be probably diabetic, maybe level 2. I'm not really sure. Full-blown diabetic. I'm not sure. She smokes, and she's taking these shots. And she named the shot that she was taking. I did research on it, and I found that there's class action lawsuits happening right now over this particular drug that she's still taking today. I believe she's still taking it. I texted her and I said, there's class action lawsuits about this drug filed in the court systems right now because of blindness. She texted me back and said, oh God. I said, yeah. There's all kinds of things happening in people's bodies as a result of these pills and these shots. And I said, all you have to do is get a hold of Missy. If you can't afford her program, she'll work out a payment plan with you. Why? Because she cares about my listeners. She cares about our radio family. She's told me many times off the air, we speak all the time. We talk all the time. She said, Randy, your radio audience, your patriots up there, in northern Michigan and people listening around the state of Michigan are the kind of people I want to help. I mean, she'll help liberal Democrats to lose weight. But she said, honestly, I don't even like working with those people. She said, their political thinking is all screwed up. I can't fix stupid. I can fix metabolisms. I can make people turn into a fat-burning machine instantly. I just need to scan them, tell them what foods to eat, what foods not to eat, send them a bottle of metabolic formula that their scan produced. She infuses your frequencies that your body needs into drops. You put it in bottled water in the morning, you drink it, and then after every meal, you put some drops under your tongue, absorb them into your body, and the weight just starts coming off. And for me, it'll be 2 years this August, and I am stuck at 217 to 220. This morning, 219.0. If you want this information, if you want this website, if you want the phone number, 269-964-4044, and you want the website link, TruckerRandyHealth.com, where all you got to do is click on it. Look at my pictures before and after. Look at my screenshots. All you got to do is scroll down and it says right there on her website, TruckerRandyHealth.com, check out his progress. And I wasn't so vain that I would not want her to not take my picture when I was in her office on April 23rd. I said, absolutely take my pictures and put it on the website. I want to be reminded every time I go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, I want to see the fat Randy. I want to see the lines around my eyes. I want to see the fat Randy arms and that gray faded out t-shirt, that triple X. I want to see it. Because it makes me feel so good to know where I'm at today. 67 now. The commercial says 65 because it's been 2 years. Not me anymore. Off all my medications, I take no medications at all. None. I got rid of my CPAP machine. I don't snore anymore. And I'm wearing a large t-shirt. It's right there on the website. Listen to interviews number two. Learn why it's not your fault you can't lose weight. And listen to number four, like a 2x4. Why autophagy is so important. Your body's way of taking out the trash. We did those interviews, over a year and a half ago. And still applies to you today. Why do I care? Because I don't want to get any more phone calls like it just did at the bottom of the hour break. A listener calling me because her husband died over the weekend. And she believes it's drug interactions. So I know, hopefully, maybe she's still listening. If she stopped crying, get an autopsy. That's my advice. I'm not an attorney, but you need one. Demand that the medical examiner in your county performs an autopsy. And they're expensive. I heard at our county commissioners meeting last week, two autopsies in the last quarter for our county, $31,700 and some change. So they run almost $16,000 for an autopsy. I don't care what it costs your county, do an autopsy. After the cause of death is determined, consider hiring an attorney. Because these drug companies and these doctors that don't look at his list of medications he was on, obviously prescribed something that interacted with the other drugs, and he died this weekend. You know, we've got so many battles and things we're fighting together, folks. We cannot lose our patriots. So just please, please, please text me, Missy. I'll send you the information. You have got to take charge of your life and stop looking at these stupid commercials during March Madness and Tiger Baseball. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Again, just text me, Missy. I'll send you the information. You know, it comes down to having responsibilities, I guess. Doing the show, talking to people, praying with people on the radio, asking for prayers. Vicky's heart procedure tomorrow. Please pray for her and her doctor, Dr. Yelavarthy, that everything goes perfect with her heart procedure. But for somebody to call me during my show, I apologize. I apologize to you guys because it caught me off guard. I recognized the phone number. It popped up my caller ID. They've interacted with the show for years. But she wanted to share this with me. And I apologize. It caught me off guard. And the thing, I guess, that comes with this responsibility is, you know, we have to provide comfort. We have to provide prayers. We have to be accountable for our actions. I guess is what it boils down to. I feel an obligation to you guys. I feel an obligation to the radio family, to our sponsors, to everybody that participates in this show. And I'm human, guys. I'm not going to, I can't put it any other way. This phone call rocked me. So I definitely apologize, but you have to understand, this is who we are, this is what we do. And if we're going to go down this process together, where people are listening to Rick Hughes on Sunday mornings, when they're listening to Pastor Chatfield's church services, when people text me the promise, and I've sent out the flyer for the 90-hour play that's coming up, the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday before Easter Sunday, New Hope Church down in Williamsburg. We have to deal with what happens to us. We have to deal with what happens to people dealing with cancer, dealing with heart issues, dealing with their weight, diabetes, all of it. At the same time, wanting to be able to be available for people to reach out. Again, I just apologize. It happened during the show down at the bottom of the hour break. And it just is what it is. I'm just going to be honest with you guys. We have so many great opportunities to get healthier, live longer, lower the cost of living, make things fun for people. Like-minded individuals coming together for these events that we're going to do this year. This is what I want to focus on. And if life deals you a bad card, call me, text me. But please try to do it after the show. I'd greatly appreciate it. I had a story lined up this half hour, and I didn't get to it. I apologize. We'll get to it in the bottom of the third hour. We have a guest coming on next that I've scheduled. I feel bad that I couldn't take the time necessary to console her and to make her feel better. I guess the bottom line is this. Join me in a quick prayer for her. Father God, please put your hand of peace and comfort on her family. Give them the comfort of knowing that their husband, their father, is in a better place. Give her peace. Get her to realize this happened for a reason. I know they were married for a long time, and she's going to miss them dearly. But give her peace. Give her comfort. Have her reach out to us and other family members. Perhaps maybe she can talk to a pastor at a local church. Place it on her heart to do that. As she deals with this horrific event, having to make decisions about funeral services, whatever, give her peace and comfort. Put your hand on her, guide her, help her. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. One story that we will be talking about, bottom of next hour, is petitions. We're going to be talking about petition drives. We're going to be talking about things that are happening. Because there will be numerous, numerous petition drives out there. Carla Wagner from Axe My Tax, is starting her petition drive back up next week on April 1st. Other petitions are in the process of getting approved. Only citizens vote. We've got others. We're going to get to those stories, I promise. Greg Hart is going to be joining me in the next segment. Short break. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way.